Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app.
Buy one, get one free on our full-line sale of delicious, fresh Tyson chicken with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.67 each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by the 1890 Initiative. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great summer weekend. It's very warm outside. Bill beat us both this morning, Sip. He beat me and young Ben. He was sitting outside. And he said it's not like it's like a sauna out there, but Bill said he really enjoyed that. Enjoyed the heat of the
I enjoyed the heat of the morning. Patio. I did. Gets back. These were the days when you were sleeping outside in the tent in town. Yeah. These are the nights when you drove around all night on your bike. It was one of these deals. This is one of those nights.
Back in Pender and Columbus.
Pender and Fullerton did this, they had different events. And also there's a certain time, too, where all of a sudden if you're just like, if you're 4 to 5 years old doing that, scary. I think that's really right. Or if you're like 18, it's a small window. It's like third to about fifth or sixth grade. So when it all happens.
It is a small window.
It's a small window when you sleep out in tents or just... A lot of times you sleep out in the yard and then ride your bikes around town all night. That was common.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
That's what I do. What you do. Sip, how was the weekend for you?
Wonderful, Jake.
Were you working or are you busy? Or working or
free?
I was working.
I was working on Saturday. Yesterday I was free, but, you know, nothing major. Nothing major. Just watching the news.
Nothing to see there, right? Nothing there.
No, I was doing stuff. But, yeah. All that. Hi, Ben.
Young Ben is here. Ben's in the house.
Looking at me like, Sipple, be careful what you say over there.
Yeah, he's watching.
Yeah, he's looking at me.
You know, we got an email.
You're getting a look over there.
Hey, Ben, I'm just going to talk about Dairy Queen. I got nothing. Nothing fun.
Quiet weekend.
You're the one who had all the fun, not
well,
me.
Well, Bill probably had some fun. Bill, what'd you do this weekend?
Yeah, not really.
What?
Yeah, not a lot. Not a lot of things going on. No,
I did. You don't have to go to the frickin' circus every weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't say he did. Yeah. You know what's going on in people's lives.
Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot going on. It's a lot of busy work.
Yeah,
really.
My life doesn't. You don't have to have life changing events every weekend. Yeah.
They didn't say he did. Mine are usually very slow.
Yeah. What'd you do, Jake?
Well, I got to give a quick
shout out. Yeah.
You guys would really enjoy what happened in Friend, Nebraska this weekend.
Friend.
Yeah.
Friend.
There was a 2-day 4-man scramble called the Weber, which I was in.
The Weber.
For the Grandpa Weber, who's, I think, the founder of the golf course and Friend.
Love it.
And it was a great time. 18 teams. It was 9-hole course. So you got two teams playing together. So eight players per golf hole, basically. So it takes a while.
Yeah, that does.
It takes a while.
9-hole courses are great.
Oh, it is great. And that course is in amazing shape in Friend.
Is it?
But it's just... I'm telling you, when we play the round and then you have the meal afterwards, I'm going to say of the 80 or so golfers there, I would say 75% of them were breakers, it felt like.
That's incredible.
And they recognized you.
They did.
They recognized Jake.
Was there any time you heard, the ticket?
Even better. How about this even better? I'm in line to get a drink, I think, on the first night after the round's over.
It's all blurry.
It was blurry, a little bit. I'm getting a drink. Guy walks by and goes, and he just walked by.
Just kept walking.
He didn't say anything. He just kept walking.
That's beautiful. The only thing more beautiful would have been if he would have done Bill's bird thing.
That would have been beautiful. But that's hard to
That's hard to do.
Yeah.
God, that's incredible.
Yeah. That, and he said nothing. He just walked by. I couldn't even like say, long thank you. Appreciate that. He just walks by and did
That's funny.
And he did it once more again on Sunday.
That's funny.
When I was like on the tee box. He had before I teed off. He just drives by. Going to a different hole. Going to a different hole. Never said a word to me the whole time. Just two hot-outs.
Jake.
In 2 days. Three.
That's awesome.
Now, also.
So people recognize you. Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, yes. You're comfortable. You're a star.
Well, they all said, where's Bill and Sip? I said,
Where were we at and Sip?
Yeah, I should have brought the
Oh, no, they're in the group ahead of us.
I should have brought the stool. I should have brought the whole stool out here today, apparently. My bad.
I'm sorry to fail you, breakers
and friend.
Sip doesn't have clubs, okay?
No, I said, yeah, Sip, I took Sip out golfing for 4 years ago for the first time in 15 years he touched a club.
So, yeah, now once in 20 years.
Which I did say, I said, hey, Sip actually has a pretty respectable golf swing. Yeah, I told you that when we played.
Listen to that.
That's true. Price. That's true. You haven't played in 15 years. That's actually valid. Sip has a very respectable golf swing. You've got potential.
Oh, thanks.
And I said, you know, Bill is not a huge fan of golf. You know, he played in Cozad at one point this summer, but it's hard to get him on the golf course.
I used to play, but now, it doesn't really interest me much. I just when you go so long without playing, you lose. Because I used to just love it. I mean, I couldn't wait to play.
Right.
And now it's just, not
well,
as much.
Well, go back to Saturday night because there's a Calcutta, a lot of money.
Okay,
a lot of
money, cash.
They throw a lot of money around, friend. Holy crap.
Is that right?
Yeah. These are very, very expensive buys in Calcutta. There's a lot of cash that was out there. Sheldon is probably a guy in his upper 70s.
Is he a breaker?
We'll get into that. He was the auctioneer. He was the one in charge
of I love auctioneer
getting the bids
that.
For the Calcutta. Mm-hmm. And he was just a wonderful guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finds out that I was playing the tournament. And he's like, wait, are you Jake Sorensen from The Ticket? I'm like, yes. He's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I love your show. You're good. Bill, you, Sip, you guys are unbelievable. He lives 5 miles south, a friend. He's a farmer. He's a rancher. And he's up like in his upper 70s. And he was just like, couldn't stop talking about how much he loves the show.
Wow, Sheldon.
So, Sheldon. Shout out to Sheldon.
Thank you, Sheldon.
You're listening, Sheldon. You did a wonderful job as the auctioneer for the Calcutta. I appreciate you stopping by and saying hi. And we hope you hear this morning also.
There's never a time when an auctioneer when he gets started, you just don't go, this is incredible.
Oh, no.
I mean,
no.
They're the most mesmerizing people.
100.
I'm just like, I can't even imitate it. It is incredible to listen to.
And they're cool. And did you ever meet an auctioneer where you go, I don't think he's a very good guy?
No.
These guys are awesome.
You can't wait to talk to him afterwards.
They're always good dudes.
They're always good dudes. Funny. Like that. He's the auctioneer. And there's usually only like one. It's not like, well, how many do you have in Pender? There's nine. It wasn't.
Nope.
Nelson was our.
One.
Sherry Nelson's
you
dad.
Had the, yeah,
that's
the one person.
That was, he was the auctioneer.
Sheldon's done this for years. And this guy, Beatrice, did it for like 20 years also. Mm-hmm. So, it's one person. You don't change up auctioneers unless they leave somehow. You keep them forever.
Jake, you seem spry.
Yes.
Well, I told you I had a lot of.
Jake won a lot of money.
I won some money yesterday. We were up.
Tax-free.
I told Bill, even par through five, we were sweating. Said, this might be a big financial loss today.
Right.
Figured it out.
Good job.
Got it straightened out, made some putts, made some good drives, and we made it happen. We did not win the Calcutta, but we did make money. And in the flight also.
Good job.
Will you invest some of that money?
Yes, of course, with Mid-Plains Advisors.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to Dirk Scott and Ty today, right away.
Then run it through the app.
Run it through the app.
And I might talked about that much lately, but now we're going to get back
into that. I might talk to Lee Sterling then after that and start, hey, what can I bet on, Lee? Help me out here.
Lee Sterling.
There's one he'll be coming back soon.
Yeah, soon, next month probably, or September.
We'll there's a pay. Name.
Yeah,
there's
a name. Our boy.
Yeah, he talked to Sammy Davis Jr. in Vegas.
He did. He hung out with him.
He won the Pinewood Derby.
In Indianapolis.
National.
That's ridiculous.
But also, last thing on Friend.
Last thing on Friend.
That's it.
Friend is just, west of Crete?
It is west. It's 20 minutes west of Crete, yes.
Just keep driving on the highway?
Probably about 55 minutes from my house
to
Friend on Saturday morning. But most places in Lincoln, they want to pay you out for like your pin prizes in course credit. No, they gave you cash. And by the way, you guys love this.
They gave you cash and Friend.
They gave you
cash.
All cash. Watch. Calcutta and flight money. It was all straight cash. That is beautiful.
Unmarked bills.
But they had two pin prizes on Saturday. It was like close to the pin and a long drive. The winner of both of those got a 30 rack of Old Milwaukee. That was the prize.
That was the prize. That's a great prize.
Hell yeah, it
30
is.
30 rack.
30 rack of old Milwaukee. That's a prize.
That's what's different from our day, Steve.
What's that?
Now there's now when you buy a big hunk of beer, usually it's a 30 rack.
A 30 rack?
Where it used to just be a case. A case. That was always just, you know, get a case.
Yeah. Old Milwaukee,
in the
huh?
case of beer, yeah. remember old we used Milwaukee. To be in? Used to be in the in that cardboard sure. half box.
Yeah.
That's what it was in. The
easy to carry.
Cardboard half box. Not really.
No, not. No, you're right. No, it's not.
but that's what it was in. The cardboard half box.
Yeah, that's right.
That was
a lot of them.
So shout out to Fred. Thank you for the hospitality this weekend. It was wonderful. And I'll be back, I think. I think I'll be back.
That
if I'm invited back.
That sounds ridiculously fun, and I'm glad you ran into a lot of breakers.
What was the food?
Oh, God.
Yeah. I knew we hit on something.
How did I forget that?
How did you?
Sip, Bill, the food on Saturday night was prime rib, which was delightful, yeah. plus like hand-breaded butterfly shrimp, which is incredible, too.
Yeah, you like that, don't
Green
you?
Green beans, hash browns. It was an unbelievable meal.
That sounds
meal.
Like a feast.
It was a feast. After a day of golf and I was starved, I wolfed that down. Yeah.
Then what? Did you just stay out
yes,
there?
Yes. I told you I consumed an amount
Some
of beverages.
Beer, yeah.
But
safe, good
I didn't
job.
Even, I had a ride back to the house and friend I was staying at. So I didn't have, there was no drive for me.
You
know?
Stayed
I stayed in friend.
Yeah.
I stayed in friend this weekend.
I'll be dead.
Like an Airbnb?
No, it was somebody I was playing with's house.
Okay.
So shout out to Dave.
Dave, shout thank you.
Dave, thanks for
and
the
And what's the name again? Sydney? Our auctioneer.
No, it was Sheldon.
Sheldon.
Sheldon. Sheldon the auctioneer. The
Sheldon. The rancher. I really want to meet Sheldon.
You he would
I
love
really
to meet
want
you
to meet
guys.
Sheldon.
He would love to meet you guys. He's a super cool guy. And he's a great auctioneer, rancher, just south of Friend, 5 miles south of Friend. So what a great guy.
And you played well.
I played all right. I got a little sideways a little bit there, but that happens to me a lot.
Mm-hmm. I was checking in with Jake during the day yesterday.
Yeah. Early on I said
not
I saw that
extent. You're not gonna go well, but this is a struggle
Jake's
right
kind
now.
Of up and down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am up and down. I'm not afraid to admit that.
No. Yeah.
So there's the weekend.
I wish I was a somewhat good golfer. I'd love to golf a chick and try to mess with him. I wish I would.
I told you, I played North
Bend.
I don't think it'd be hard.
I played North Bend on Friday. You like North Bend's course.
North Bend's an incredible course.
You went to North Bend and Friend.
Yes. My wife was out of town. I had a weekend.
I tell you what, now Jake does not shut it down. When that's like a get out, it's like, let's go.
Yeah, I'm
tournaments.
I'm pretty much the opposite of that.
You shut it down?
That's a lot. I mean, that'd be a lot for me. That's a lot of small talk, Jake.
If my wife and Sugar were gone, there's a chance I don't leave the house. There's a chance I never, ever leave the house
at all. There's a threshold of 8. I think maybe I get to 40, I might be doing that. 33, I'm still trying to do some things.
You might get to 50.
50? Yeah. Okay. All right. But that's great. Yeah,
Ben, get some ibuprofen. Ben, round up some ibuprofen.
For you?
Yeah. I got toothache.
Bad. I know where it's at.
Oh, that, yeah.
Ben, it's in the back. It's in the back. It's
we
in the
we
kitchen.
Have ibuprofen in this
Big
place.
Deal.
We'll find it for you. We'll get it for you during the break.
I'm at 8 right now.
Yeah.
when did this pain start? How long has it been going?
It comes and goes.
For? Okay.
It comes and goes.
Like for weeks or days or what?
2 weeks.
Okay, weeks then. That's not great.
Ben's not exact. Look at Ben. Look at Ben. Oh, now he's moving.
Yeah, now he's moving.
All right. What else we
well,
got?
The last thing we'll get to before we get to sports from the weekend is that it was a tough weekend in the world, the United States. It was, but we also want to make sure that sports is the great connector. It connects us all. We can all be in the same situation with sports. So however you feel about what happened this weekend, we just want to make sure that we want to be as unified as possible on this show with sports.
Sports.
Is that all right?
Yes.
Is that how we address that?
That's fine, Jake.
Okay. That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. Bill, was he in the garage this morning?
He was not in the garage this morning, but my yards never looked better.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Andrew's done some incredible work on it. I actually, and last night, so I got a good sweat up. It was about 6:45. I put down some nitrogen.
You did?
I put down some nitrogen.
How did you go
I've been
about
carrying
it?
One extra bag with me from Parker for a long time in the truck, and I go, it's time to put it down. Well, I got a spreader. That's what I got for my birthday a year ago. I got a spreader.
A spreader?
Yes.
That's good.
So I loaded it up. Oh, yeah. And I spread it all over
the... sounds kind of fun.
So I was kind of excited about that. Then I gave a little bit of water after that. So I'm hoping to see a little bit of production in the front yard.
All right. Good job.
So there you go.
Andrew.
For all your lawn care needs, call Andrew 402-440-6297. It has not been the slowest month in the sports world for Nebraska football. We know Evan Cooper 2 weeks ago plus the hiring of John Butler. Then this past weekend, informed that Nebraska's added a senior football assistant in Jamar Mosey, who is from Lee's Summit, Missouri North, also is going to be an analyst at UCF, opted to take Nebraska's job instead after a conversation with Matt Rhule. But he's going to be a senior football assistant at Nebraska. And I believe, Bill, you are aware of this, of Mr. Mosey?
He's a great guy. He's a good friend of mine. Like I said, I met him while he was the head coach. And so that was a lot of fun to be able to stop in and see him and get a chance to kind of start to recruit his players. There hadn't been a presence in Kansas City for a long time, so I'd taken over Kansas City and just kind of was getting things started. And obviously I wasn't here very long because I was in and out. But had a great time going down to Kansas City and made a lot of headway down there. And with Coach Mosey was an incredible person, so it's a great, great hire. He'll be able to – he knows everything about Kansas City. He's had several players. He's got players at Missouri. He's got players all over the place. And he's, like I said, and he is a quality, quality person. Helped me tremendously on getting kids up for unofficials when things got started in recruiting at Nebraska for me. So did a great job. Look forward to nothing but great things from him.
Mosey.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs. All in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on our full line sale of delicious fresh Tyson chicken with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.67 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jamar Mosey. So here's what's happening. This is the first. There'll be some announcements of these new coaches coming in. And I imagine he's one of the new guys that can coach on the field. I don't know what you do. I mean, I imagine he could be a guy you send out on the road recruiting. I don't know how exactly they're going to do that, but you're going to get probably a trickling of announcements like this as we go forward toward camp. By the way, Jamar Mosey has a son named Isaiah that Bill's surely aware of.
Yeah, he was a freshman, okay. I believe, like that. We offered him as a freshman.
Isaiah Mosey? Yeah.
Yes.
Isaiah Mosey is committed. He's committed to Oregon. But there's, you know, there's all, obviously, now Nebraska has a shot to get him. Now, he's interesting. I filmed him up last night.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Oh, boy. What'd you see? What's the scouting report?
He's an interesting player. He's a 4-star player committed to Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
He's an interesting receiver because he plays running back too. He's a littler guy. He's not that big of a guy, and he runs like a running back. So catch after run's really good. I mean, because he's plays running back too. He's a very good running back. It'd be tempting to play him at running back. But, yeah, he's a run-after-the-catch guy. I wouldn't call him a blazer. He's fast, obviously. He's going to Oregon, so he's got some speed. But he's not like a freak, you know. Interesting. He's just an interesting player. So now they would be I think Nebraska would have a shot at him. I don't know. And his dad can come. Now, his dad was at UCF for a period, but now can come back. And
how long was he at UCF?
February 28th.
That's when he went long. Down there. Late February? Gotcha.
Yeah, so just down there for a cup of coffee, got an opportunity to probably imagine what this is about is being able to see a son play, right?
Probably. Well, but like I said, I never want to delve into someone's, you know, personal life, but I do know his wife and family. They're great people, so I'd imagine that has something to do with it. Proximity has to have something to do with it.
Yeah, so I think like I said, going up to Big Ten media days, you might get a couple more of these that trickle out. Then Rhule will address that whole thing. That whole, you know what I'm talking about? How they're going to add. I don't know. I never know how to exactly put it, but they're adding. Coaches can now coach on the field, so they'll add a few guys, and this is one of them. I don't know how many they will add. And I don't know what they'll pay him. I don't know anything like that. But, you know, Rhule has talked about, like, there could be a pool of 20 guys that can go out on the road. Now only 10 can go. Right, 10. But you could have a pool.
Your pool could be 30.
Yeah.
And you pick your 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in the end, like I said, it'll get more and more pro modelish. But
pro modelish meaning?
What's that meaning? Like I said, always remember what college is the most difficult is that you obtain your talent and then you also develop your talent. Where in the NFL, you develop the talent as a coach. You're not obtaining the talent. And so you might have a slight input, or someone might just walk down to your room, tell me something about this. What do you know about this? And you just tell them the information. They just take the information. When the GM walks down to your office and you're the DB coach, it's not like, yeah, you need to take him. I'd take him right now. You'd be like, just stop.
Give him the hand.
Just stop.
You got the hand.
Just stop. Oh, and then we'll make that decision on whether we're going to take him or not. We'll have the head coach. We have a whole staff of people that every day when you're in working on your unit, guess what we're doing? We're watching free agents. We're watching this. We're doing this. Now, the coaches get involved. The Bengals are the most involved staff there is. Their staff is incredibly involved with what's going on mm-hmm. and their input they have. Some have zero input,
right.
You know. Like I said, I remember talking to Brad Childress when he was with the Eagles, and I was visiting him, and I was talking about the draft, and I was excited with BF Dad, and he goes, where are you at? He goes, I'm right down here in my office. He goes, I go, so how's it going when they make the selection? He goes, I just see it on the ticker on the bottom of the TV.
Wouldn't like that.
I said, but that's very normal. Bro. Yeah, that was that's extremely normal.
Wouldn't like it
with it. So anyway, there's a lot where so now. There will still be a heavy hand of assistant coaches that are still making, you know, not the hard decisions the head coach makes. They'll still be out. I don't anticipate it being 10 coaches going out and the full-time assistants aren't the 10.
I don't think so.
They're going to be, in most places, they're going to be heavy. There'll be a couple exchanges probably, a few guys that don't go out as much. But you have to ID who's going out.
Do you see a scenario where some guys, there might be, now if you have a, like you suggested, maybe a pool of 20 or a pool of 30. Could it be a situation where a coach goes out on a Friday and doesn't even need to really come back for the game?
Oh, absolutely. Or they go on a Saturday because they want to go watch junior college games.
So they don't even really, if you have that many coaches involved, they don't all have to be at the game.
No, there's no need for them to be at the game. That's the advantage of this. That's what makes you better. Is it's like also like, well,
100.
Well, how are we going to go live? How are we going to go watch the young man down in Hutchinson? Well, we don't have one. There's one bye week and they don't play. And it's the same week as their bye week. Don't get to see him play. Or how about this one? One of the other guys just goes down and sees him. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Spends the day there, does the whole thing.
Don't need to see the game. That'll happen. That'll happen, Jake.
So Jamar Mosey from Lee Summit North is going to be a new senior football assistant for Nebraska.
Senior football assistant. Okay, what else you got?
Well, also Nebraska got a commit this weekend from number 16, the commit three-star cornerback Bryson Weber out of Texas. So it's 16 commits now in the 2025 class. They were early on him also.
Bryson Weber. I mean, you know what I like.
Is he tall? Is he big?
Yeah, he's 6'2.5".
There you go.
6'3". How about 6'3" corner? That's what I like.
Length.
I like length. There's nobody in this class of 16 under 6 foot. I like that. I'm not joking around. You can make fun of me all you want. I like the fact there's nobody under 6 foot in this class. Doesn't mean you don't recruit Wandale Robinson. I mean, there's exceptions to every rule. Bryson Weber chooses Nebraska over, ultimately, Utah and TCU. He's befitting of this class in that he's another, you know, he's a three-star. He's not an eye-popper, you know. This is a solid class. There's not a lot of star power in the class. It's good. This is only the second player from Texas. That was another interesting thing about this class to me. 5 in the class last year, just 2 this year. It's not a bad number. It's fine. They got 2 pretty good ones. Malcolm Simpson, you recognize that name, Jake?
Yes.
D-line from down in the Galveston area. He's a 4-star player. Then now Bryson Weber. Boundary corner, Bill. Boundary. It looks like a boundary corner.
Hello.
Skis a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit right there, yeah.
A little Tampa 2 on me there.
Did you film him up too last
night? No, I didn't film him up, but I read about it. Boundary corner, it looks like, comes down pretty well in running plays on that side, makes tackles.
Nice. What's a boundary corner to you? What exactly is that?
The small side of the field, right?
That's, you're right.
Yeah. Field. I like the field corners, the guys that can cover ground. I better stop. Jake, I'm sorry.
I think Bill would be.
Why is the boundary corner and field corner different in the NFL?
I feel this is Lance Leipold. This is what Lance does to me. Yeah. Why is that?
What's the difference between the
hashes are different?
Nice job. Good answer.
Yeah, hashes are wider in the NFL, right?
No, they're narrower.
No, they're narrower.
It makes it less. not wider.
I was doing pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Dude, you're doing well. All you had to do was say hashes and shut
stop,
up.
Just stop with
just
the hash.
Just stop and walk away. But you had to keep adding in. Next thing you know, it's like, oh, God, got me. The ball's always in the middle of the field almost in some aspect.
So it doesn't – it's not as profound a difference.
No, not as big a difference.
So you don't hear that discussion as much.
High school's different too. High school's still wider. So there's different. There's three different hashes that go through the world.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Bill would get a migraine if he watched – film with you and me at the same time?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm getting a migraine, guys. I think he needs to stop.
He'd find it to be like watching it with his mom. I can pick out some stuff, though.
Pick some stuff. I agree with that.
Yeah. Film him up.
Yeah. So there's some news. Yeah, there was some news.
There's some news this weekend. Yeah. I guess some response from the text, and it's a good question, regarding Mosey from Lee's Summit. Okay. We don't talk a lot about Kansas City in terms of the talent there. How good in general is the high school talent football wise in Kansas City?
Really good. They had a commitment to Alabama. I think it was last year. I was very impressed with with the talent. For some reason, it had dropped off remarkably. Because when I went in to see Mosey, and so the day I was there, I believe that school may have been out or something different. But I remember I met him super early,
old man Mosey,
and he met me at the door to get in, and he was awesome. I was there forever. But he's like, no one's been in here from Nebraska for 5 years. Has not been in Lee Summit North. Think about that. No one's been in here.
That hurts.
And so we kind of got started back like that. And so I said, well, this is kind of where we're going to change that. And so things got, but those things take a little bit of time before you get to, get it done.
That's the
and
thing.
And so, but he was great. I will say this. He also did a tremendous job of being like, but you weren't there, and you're here now, so let's get started. So he wasn't. See, he didn't do the, you know what? You guys haven't been here for 5 years.
Yeah, so I don't know why I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I have no idea. Okay, he's like, no, let's get started.
I got a Missouri coach waiting for me. Can you make this quick?
Yeah. And so
Nope,
not at all. Really, really good. Really good.
See, here's the thing about college football is interesting to me because you hear a lot of this, they got to win now. Nebraska's got to win. And it's true. I don't disagree, especially for recruiting purposes. But then you talk to some of these coaches, and like I was talking to EJ Barthel about it. He's like, "Hey man, I'm still trying to kind of get my foothold in some of these places as a Nebraska coach. They don't know me. See, I mean, it takes some time, but you don't have time. It requires time that you don't really have, you know." Like you don't, it doesn't, that's what it seems like. When he said that, I was like, yeah, that's right. It's only your second year. I mean, you haven't even gone through a second season yet. You know, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Or are you still back in Friend?
No, I'm with you.
He's kind of in Friend. You can tell.
I'm not in Friend. I'm here.
You're thinking about hole four, little grounder. Yeah.
I didn't hit a grounder on four.
You didn't hit any grounders?
Nope.
God, grounders are the worst when you hit one. You feel like an idiot.
You know how many times I said that? Bladed it.
Scold that one.
I wanted to get done. I was like, hey, because I was playing around at golf, I cut 9 balls.
Bladed it. So, Jake, that's I'm trying to think if there's any other major football news of the weekend. Not really.
I think that was it for Nebraska.
Yeah, not really.
Pretty busy weekend for mid-July, though.
It doesn't seem to slow down much anymore.
I know.
You know, I mean, it's over. The season's upon us. We'll talk about this later.
July 15th today.
I'm not going to blow it, Bill, Jake, but it's SEC Media Days starts today. The Southeastern Conference has its Media Days, which I think is a 4-day run in Dallas.
I think you're right. It's typically 4 days.
It's the summer to me, Bill, is over. It is. I mean, I'm working like it's, I don't think I'm going to have a day off here for a little while.
It's pretty remarkable that. You know, so it's in Dallas.
Yeah, they moved it for
some reason. Moved to Dallas. It's been moved around before. Usually Alabama's the I think Birmingham's the base of it.
Yeah.
But still.
Or Hoover. I think they had it in Hoover.
That's where they have the baseball tournament at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's Birmingham.
SEC baseball tournament's in Hoover, but yeah. Something's in Hoover.
No, you're right.
But my point is they get a lot of fans to show up.
They do.
I mean, they get a lot of fans that show up.
They do, you're right.
To the media,
don't embrace that for Big Ten. Big Ten has no fans at theirs.
Not really.
SEC they don't. Says bring them on. Big Ten says nope. This is media only.
Yeah.
You're right. So I wonder how many we'll have to watch that. How many fans will be around there in Dallas?
That's pretty cool.
I'm sure probably a lot.
I don't know. We'll see.
Longhorns, they're going to show up.
Yeah.
See their new conference.
Yeah.
Before we get to break, a quick shout out for a brunch, breakfast, lunch place, Early Bird. 19th
Early Bird.
K. Are you hungry? Do you have a hangover today? I don't, but
I do. Yeah, my hangover. Stop down to the Bird.
Why not? They got great stuff. Breakfast burritos, French toast, chicken fried steak, cinnamon roll pancakes. How about
what hash, kind of hole?
Hash holes.
Hash hole.
And delicious brunch cocktails. If you want some hair of the dog, I guess, or keep this thing going.
Okay. Keep this heater going.
I feel fine.
I know you do. I don't need. You're doing great at all. You're amazing, Jake.
They got six locations. They got one in Lincoln, a couple in Omaha, a couple in Iowa. But 19th and K here in Lincoln, Early Bird is the best place to go to for brunch, breakfast, or lunch.
You want to be happy? You can be Happy Bird, too. Mm-hmm. When you walk in there, you're happy
bird.
At that.
Happy Bird.
Early Bird gets the pancake. And they've got them.
Oh, lots of them.
And I'm just going to throw a teaser out there. It's coming up here later on, and probably in August like that. Okay. Live remote's going to happen.
Are we doing that?
We're going to happen.
Can Jamie Burrow be there?
Yes, Jamie will be there. It's going to be a slew of people.
Name the Burrows.
What's that? Jimmy is the dad for us right there. We have that. And we've got Joe. Hey, we've got Joe. We got that.
You may know
Jamie.
Dan.
And Jamie.
Dan. The one. Apologies to Dan. That's the one that always escapes me. Oh, even though I covered Dan.
Yeah.
And Dan was a good special teams player.
Really good player.
Yeah. Yeah, Dan Burrow, Joe Burrow, Jamie Burrow, and the old man Jimmy Burrow.
Yes. From Mississippi.
It'd be nice if one of those guys was there when we do our remote.
Yes. What if it'd be Joe?
That'd be
incredible.
In training camp to come to this remote
former
broadcast.
Heisman Trophy winner.
He'd have to depart training camp.
He'd have to leave camp for breakfast.
Zach would understand, right? You can tell your buddy Zach.
Jamie
Taylor.
Will ask Zach. See if we can get that done. Jamie will be there. I'm guaranteeing Jamie.
Camps begin July 23rd. We had our friend in here.
Yes. Luke Gifford. Yes. On Friday.
There is a camp that begins the 17th. I think it might be, Houston, I think.
Well, if you're in the Hall of Fame.
That's
Wednesday.
Hall of Fame game.
Wednesday.
That's 2 days from now.
I think it's the Texans. I was perusing the camp dates, and I think it's the Texans that starts the 17th. And there's probably another team because they played it.
We'll look into that.
Yeah.
When we come back, Jay Norvell made some rounds this weekend with some comments in the Mountain West. Tell you what he was talking about.
What did you say on the text? He's wilding.
He's wilding.
That's a term I hadn't seen.
That's a young kid's term. Yeah, okay. Trying to be cool with the kids.
Trying to be cool.
Jay Norvell next. Early break in the ticket.
He's wild.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on our full line sale of delicious, fresh Tyson chicken with your card. Then get 6 ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.67 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.